a daily basis, the additional people stuck on A&E in the hospitals. We have the story of the bed block, and we have that going on for a long time. This will be a huge resource for the whole county, not just Letterkenny. It's very, very important that this goes ahead. It's a project that I've been pursuing now in my 13 years as a member of the Regional HSE Forum. This is going to be a huge benefit. It's badly needed. I'm delighted now that it's eventually going for planning in the coming weeks, and we'll see this project come to fruition, because it's going to be a huge resource. Nobody has raised the issue of Remelton or Stranorlar as much as I have in the Regional Health Forum. I think we have an ageing population, and we need all these hospitals going together. It's not a case of one versus the other, and I think that message needs to be get out loud and clear. We need a huge investment in this community hospital in Letterkenny, and there's a huge need there for it.
And your belief is there is enough demand within the community in Letterkenny to fill a community hospital twice over, not to mention bringing people in from elsewhere in the county?
Not at all. I mean, there's so many people who after the surgery in Letterkenny could use a community hospital there for respite and for many other facilities as well, convalescent. I mean, this is going to be a huge benefit on many different services within the HSE, and I believe that people will see this as a huge benefit, and we need the investment in the other hospitals as well. This is a project I've been pushing for some time. We have a growing town in Letterkenny that has grown vastly in the whole region right around Letterkenny, but you also need the investment in the Remelton, and I want to make that loud and clear as well. The investment is needed there, and the investment is needed in Joseph's. So, I mean, it's up to us to ensure that we continue to keep the pressure on. But I'm delighted at this stage to confirm that the project in Letterkenny will go ahead and will go to construction.
And you've said that because this is a public-private partnership, it's not going to be affected by the pullback in capital spending as a result of the National Children's Hospital overspend.
That's right. I think it's important to have that clarified, because once the planning, I suppose, process is complete, then this will go out to tender. And it won't be a privately run hospital. This will be run by the HSE, and it's important to send that message out as well. And I think nobody would want this more than the management of the General Hospital in Letterkenny as well, to take the pressure off that they have there. So this will be welcomed by most people at the Coldsafe, all the people at the coalface of the hospitals we have, because we have a lot of delayed discharges and stuff in the hospital in Letterkenny and stuff. So I think this is something that has to be very, very welcomed.